With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An ongoing risk of rock and mudslides in Southern California, where torrential rains have unleashed debris flows in areas where earlier wildfires have left the hillsides barren.
Like we flipped the switch from fires to rain.
National Weather Service meteorologist Carol Smith in Oxnard, California, says some of the same areas that were battling wildfires are now at risk for flooding because of an atmospheric river. Smith says there's also a high risk of flowing debris.
Especially in our very recent burn scars, the ones in Malibu and the Eaton and the Bridge burn scars, and not to leave out also the mountain burn scar in Ventura County.
Scientists say many atmospheric rivers are weak. Smith says this one is weak to moderate. I'm Donna Water.
And it's not rain, but snow and ice resulting in havoc on the highways in the Pacific Northwest. There have been some huge vehicle pileups in Oregon and Washington, leaving at least 10 people injured. Also at SRNNews.com, federal worker layoffs have begun as President Trump strives to right-size government. Apparently, most American voters think that Elon Musk is the right man to lead Mr. Trump's effort to cut the fat.
The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 55% of likely U.S. voters approve of Musk overseeing DOGE. It's the department assigned to fight waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. 45% disapprove of Musk running the department.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the survey also concludes that voters like the new agency's mission even more than they like Musk, or for that matter, President Trump. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. So far, the Dow futures are down 109 points, NASDAQ futures off 35. This is SRN News. Oregon considers expanding assisted suicide.
The legislation in question would drop the requirement that a doctor examine the patient and prescribe the suicide drugs. The new proposal would allow physician assistants and nurse practitioners to make the decision and hand out the pills. Oregon lawmakers are also thinking about cutting the wait time for assisted suicide from 15 days to 48 hours and allowing a doctor to waive that limitation if he thinks he ought to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Billionaire mega donors are opening their wallets to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which could decide the future of abortion in the state. The winner of the April 1st election will determine whether the court in the battleground state remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Cases affecting abortion, contraception, and congressional redistricting will be taken up by the court this year. This is SRN News. Google is caught between two presidents in a map dispute.
Google applied Gulf of America to its maps for U.S. users to comply with President Trump's decision to rename the Gulf of Mexico. Now Mexico's president is threatening to sue the company to have the name restored to what was the name long internationally recognized. Google may not remain the only target of Mexico's displeasure. This week, Apple made the decision to apply Gulf of America to its maps in keeping with the Trump order, now officially recognized by the U.S. Geographic Names Information System. George Williams reporting.
A Texas judge has fined a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a woman near Dallas. It's one of the first challenges to shield laws enacted in Democrat-controlled states where abortion is legal. The ruling came on the same day New York's governor rejected a request from Louisiana to extradite the same physician. More details at SRNNews.com.